please lie on your back. Lie on your back with your legs long, eyes closed. See how your legs lie. Is there something very different about the way one leg lies than the other? Where are the legs? From the heel all the way up to the somewhere in the middle of the buttock. So maybe somewhere along there you feel that one leg lies more easily or more comfortably, whereas another one is still debating whether to really rest on the ground. Yeah, we can lie on the ground and not really be resting. And that's, once we can lie and rest, then we find out that how much holding, how much tension there is in us that's really not needed. Certainly not for lying. It could be that no tension is needed for lying. And maybe each side of your pelvis is clearer to you how it lies. Maybe one has more pressure than the other. Or around the shoulder blade, the back of the shoulder region, one can be lying more fully or more clearly, or you could have, you know, it's one brain and one body, but certain parts could simply not have the same kind of sensation because of an illness or because of tightness. If there's pain, it's really hard for there to be any other kind of sensation. Pain is a very loud sensation. And then there's the whole area of the back between the two shoulders and the two sides of the pelvis. So between the very top of the trunk and the bottom of the trunk. And that parts of that whole back surface touch, and parts have space that a hand could slide in there, a very flat hand, or something even flatter than a hand, or something larger than a hand. And whether you feel any parts of the back of your spine or not, it's somewhere there in the middle. From the tailbone, from the very bottom of the spine, upward you can draw or track or trace an imagined line. And as you trace that imagined line, you travel on it and you sense the parts of you lie differently to the left and to the right of that middle line, anywhere along the back. And when you arrive at your head, of course, there's quite a bit of contact. Heads are heavy and they rest. Roll your head to one direction and to the other, just to where it's very, very light, no challenge. Not to find out how far you can go, but to find out if you go easily, where do you arrive when you go to the right? And if you go very smoothly and easily, where do you arrive to the left? Could be very different. That's fine. That's what we want to know, so that if it changes in the end, it's not because you push the two directions to be even or stretch anything, but because the tensions have been erased. And then let your head rest a bit in the middle. And feel for a moment how you breathe. Do you feel the nostrils? You're breathing through the nose, one nostril, the other nostril. Is it different going inward or going outward, the air? And the space inside the mouth, the throat, somehow the air has to get from the nostrils down to the lungs. Maybe you don't feel it in the back of the throat, but it goes downward, it comes upward to go out. And it may be that just listening to the sensations of your body already begins to change how you lie. Maybe you feel a bit more like you're resting to the floor rather than just lying on it. And slowly bend your right leg so that you can put your foot on the floor. In a way, or in a place, I should say, where you'll be able to push and roll and begin to do just that. Begin to press the foot and roll yourself to the left. Just, again, a little bit to not go far, not anything other than to find out how the sensations of pressure are in the heel, in the ball of the foot. And to listen if it's possible to push and let the knee not tilt to the left, but stay pointing to the ceiling and maybe even lengthening a little bit away from the belly. Maybe yes, maybe no, but basically not tilting into the left. And you can adjust your foot, you can bring it closer to your buttock, you can bring it a little bit further out to the outside. All of that, now that you are in the middle of the rolling and the pushing, you can experiment with. And as you roll, do you feel how the contact changes significantly in the pelvis? A lot. The whole right side lifts, you roll more and more to the left side of the pelvis. Your waist lifts, and then even above the waist, the back on the right begins to peel and roll away from the floor. The back on the left goes closer to the floor. Good. Then next time your pelvis is to the floor, leave your foot standing, and bring your left arm to lie on the floor next to your head above. If you need something to support, and you can always put something under the foot that it doesn't slide. And then the left leg is long and the left arm is long, and you resume to press the foot against the floor and roll to the left and find how it goes, how you go now that you have the left arm upward. Something easier for, not so much maybe the pelvis to roll, but something easier for the parts above the waist, the chest, the thorax. And yes, you can let your head roll to the left as if you want to look at least at your elbow. You feel that you press on the ribs on the left more. And then begin to find what could you do that your head you would see a little higher, so not just into the elbow, but a little bit higher. You're not with the eyeballs, of course, but your whole head can move on space. That's okay. And find out whether your arm actually can lengthen a little bit as you press. So the push, you begin to You begin to push in a way that it's not just rolling to the left, but to the left and upward. Slowly. Good. Leave all that. Bring the leg long down. Bring the left arm down. So everything is lying on the floor and check. Just in case there's some difference already between how the left side of you, to the left of the spine or to the leg or the left arm, lies differently than the right. bend again your right foot, put it on the floor, and lengthen your left arm upward as before. And place your right arm so it's resting with the back of the hand on the mat, and the back of the hand on the mat, that's it, and the palm to the ceiling. And as you press with the right foot, lift your right hip, roll to the left at the same time. Actually, roll your head to the right. Roll your head to the right. And let your right hand now lengthen downward in the direction somewhere of the right foot. And every time you roll back, your head is in the middle. And every time you now just slow down, don't do it so rhythmically, right? So that everyone, you really stop the movement between every time. So you can feel how can you roll as much to the left with your pelvis as you did when you were lengthening the left arm? So start the movement with rolling the pelvis, and the lengthening comes later. If the lengthening comes of the arm comes too soon, then your pelvis, the right side of your pelvis, will not lift as much. So just roll yourself to the right, and as you feel a moment where the pelvis has lifted, the ribs on the right side is lifted, the right shoulder gets a little bit lighter because the weight is rolling to the left. And now stay like that with the right hip in the air, and roll your head to the left and lengthen the left arm. And then roll your head to the right and lengthen your right arm. And roll your head really smoothly on the floor. So it's never that both arms are lengthening. Once one lengthens, once the other lengthens. And the arm, let's add you a little bit more here. Because the arm doesn't have to be so close to your head. It can be more like 45 degrees from your trunk. So you roll to the left. You stay with the hip lifted. Stay with the hip lifted, so you really keep working with the foot to keep the pelvis rolled to the left. And you find out, can the whole pelvis and the two legs stay rolled to the left, but the head can roll to the left, and the left arm lengthens, the head rolls to the right arm lengthens. Breathe easily. That's it. The left leg is soft. Check it in the groin and the inside of the leg. That's it. Lovely. And then leave everything. Bring it back to the two legs are stretched. The two arms are down. Do you feel any more differences between right and left and the arms, shoulders? The legs. One side of your back, is it touching differently than the other? Is the left side touching more differently, more clearly than the right? And even in the breathing, you know, it's funny, we breathe, but we have lungs on the left, we have lungs on the right. We have a chest on the left and a chest on the right, and they're actually separate entities, right? The lung on the left is independent from the right. The ribs on the left can move independently from the right. So does one side of the chest expand more, and therefore it might seem that more air is coming into one side than the other? Good. And then bend your left leg so that the left foot is on the floor. And a few times, with both arms still down, to really find clearly. Now you can see now how important this rolling in the foot and the pelvis is, that the arms can do this, the arms can do that. But basically, whatever it is that the arms and head do, the pelvis and the foot do the same thing. So you press with the left foot, you roll yourself really quite a bit to the right. And listen at the beginning that the whole right leg allows itself to be carried. Right? There's nothing that the right leg needs to do. The left leg is doing, and the right leg is just allowing itself to be carried, and it rolls, and its whole surface area, roundness, from the buttocks down to the knee, from the knee down to the heel. It's a cylinder which can roll. And the left foot has to really find very actively how to keep the knee to the ceiling, where to have, maintain a pressure with the foot. Yeah, it's a sustained support. Sustained support. And maybe you feel how much of the chest is rolling. Maybe it's already more than it was in the other direction. Which parts of the ribs leave the left side? At what point does the left shoulder get lighter? How does the right side get more weight on it? And then when you have your pelvis on the floor, find a place for your right arm long upward. And continue to press with the left foot, roll to the right, and find if there's a moment where and the turning carries your head so that your head can roll easily to the right, and then there's just some way to slide the head to be able to look upward, direct the eyes along with the whole head, with the chin, the forehead, each going in its own direction, so that you look at the right arm. And the push now diversifies. It's not just rolling you to the right, but it's rolling you to the right and looking how to lengthen upward. And then leave that. Bring your arm down, lengthen your legs. Changes appearing on the right side. Bend your left leg again. Bring your right arm upward. And the left arm downward with the back of the hand on the floor. And as you roll the pelvis, remember, roll the pelvis first, and there'll be, where is that moment where the whole left side is ready for you to reach downward with the left arm? As the right, as the ribs on the right side open, the left ones leave the ground and shoulder blade gets lighter. Of course, your head now rolls leftward in the direction of looking towards the left and down. And then stay with your hip lifted, roll to the right. And then once you lengthen the right arm upward and let your head roll to the right, and once you roll your head to the left, let the left arm. And listen to how the push is maintained, how the pelvis, although it stays in a place, is is somehow alive in this, rolling your head to the left and rolling your head to the right. And when one arm gets longer, the other one can get a little unlong. So you have a chance to feel through the shoulder girdle, through the base of the neck. Check that you're breathing. Do you tend to inhale while lengthening one arm and exhale while lengthening the other, or not? Is it varied? Okay, leave that, please. Bring yourself back to the floor. Every time you can use the floor to reflect to you whether there's been a change, and that reflection will be in the contact you feel, or the sense of length or width. Roll your head to the left, to the right. Does the same easy quality travel further? And just rest a moment. Breathing in the nostrils, has that changed even in the nostrils? In the chest. It's funny to think of the left side of the chest, kind of from the middle to the left, as if there was a plane dividing you in the middle, not just a line, but a plane going from front to back, and the right side of the chest, the left side of the chest. And please bend your right leg again. Bring the left arm upward overhead, and the right hand on the back of the hand with the palm forward. And roll yourself to the left, so lift the right side of the pelvis, and stay like that, and lengthen your right arm a few times downward, and you maybe move your whole chest, this time really looking for the heel. So if you want to put the arm a little closer to your middle, or move the foot a little bit more, and actually see if you can slip at least the fingers underneath the heel and stay there. Just, you can step on the heel, just stay there, and then lower your pelvis to the back to the ground, and then lift it again. Just lift the right hip and let it down. The foot stays in the air, and listen to how you find room in the back for the pelvis, for the right side of the chest, and whether when you roll the pelvis to the left, you can actually roll your head even more to the right, and slide your fingers a little bit more, so the whole shoulder girdle actually can shift on the floor. That's it. And then stay with the pelvis lifted, the hand underneath the heel. Yeah, just adapt the left arm as you need to. If it's too much to have it up, don't have it up. Stay with the pelvis lifted. So that means really roll to the left. And now leave the heel in the fingers and just lift the toes and the forefoot a few times. That's it. And bring the forefoot and the toes back down to the floor. So do that a number of times. But can you keep the right side of the pelvis lifted when you do that? Is that possible? can that bending at the ankle do something with pushing upward a little bit? Can you do it more quickly? Just like as though you're tapping, except you're tapping upward. Up, up, up. That's it. Yeah. Good. Then leave the whole foot on the ground, lower your pelvis, and lift it and lower it a few times. Lift it and lower it a few times so the hand is still underneath the foot. And see whether after those few little movements with the ankle, something has become clearer about how to keep the hand underneath the heel and lift and lower the right side of your pelvis. And leave it all and rest. Does one leg feel longer than the other? There's one side of your back from shoulder to buttocks to pelvis feel longer, flatter, or wider than the other. Slowly lift your right. Take your right foot again. Just one more time. Same thing. The right hand is lying on the back of the hand. The left arm is up if possible. If not, just as you need to adapt, right? Whatever you need to do to adapt. There are more things here if you'd like. And you have an image now, which is why we come back to it. You have a sense and an image of what the exploration is. So you roll to the left, but really listen first to roll the pelvis, roll the area of the waist, the ribs, and then lengthen downward, lengthen downward. And you can really move the whole shoulder girdle. You can move your head on the floor so that the whole top of you really bends to the right and stay there with the hand underneath the heel. And a few more times as before, lift and lower your pelvis. And find whether that's it. You can roll a bit more to the left and let your head roll to the right as the pelvis rolls to the left. Listening whether as the chest lengthens more on the left, right, the whole left side, the space is open between the ribs, whether when you roll to the left, that right hand can go even a little bit further underneath, not because you stretch anything in the shoulder, but because the middle of you, the ribs, open on the left, close on the right. Stay like this, lift it, and a few times again, lift the toes and lift the whole foot. Just a number of times again. That's it. Fast, slow. Just feels a bit more known and normal now. And the interesting how the hip can stay lifted even though the whole foot isn't pressing. That's it. Bring the foot to the floor and lower your pelvis and lift it a few times. Just to find if something else has become smoother or clear. Somewhere on the left in the waist or from the waist along the side of your pelvis has found a way to lengthen. And stretch out to rest. breath going into places in the armpits or in the ribs around the breast region in a different way? Is breathing more obvious, more apparent? It happens all the time, but in our usual attention to our tasks, it's way in the background of our attention unless we get out of breath or we have the hiccups or we cough. So to not only bring it to the foreground of our attention, but to do movements that can change it so much, make it fuller and newer in a way, new in the sense that you feel it in places that you never thought of. Like most of us think of the back as the back, not as the chest with ribs that can expand. We carry a lot of tension in those big muscles in the back, in the middle of the back, between the shoulders, in the top of the back, the very base of the neck. But there are ribs way up there. And they can move. And that feels really full and very supportive, which in the end makes it easier to do all those tasks. So please bend your left leg, bring your right arm upward, the left one downward, support anything you need for the arm that is upward. That arm should be supported and comfortable. And if the floor is the wrong shape, you change the shape of the floor. And as you lift the left hip, roll to the right, and the ribs from the waist upward into the armpit on the right side. That whole side gets longer. Maybe you can imagine like an accordion or like a fan that spreads out. And at the same time, the left, the armpit moves down closer to the left side of the pelvis. And you lengthen the left arm, the left hand, to reach down to the left heel and find it and then begin to slip under it. Your head rolls to the left. It rolls to the left. You begin to look also whether, what's happening to the left knee? Has it begun to tilt inward? How much does it have to turn inward? How much doesn't have to? Is the right leg yielding and being carried? Are you breathing? And stay like this, with the left side lifted and the head roll to the left, and just bring your pelvis down, but keep your head lifted to the left. I'm sorry, keep your head rolled to the left. Keep the left hand underneath the left foot, and listen which parts from the hips upward through the trunk have to adapt, like have to mold themselves to come back to the floor. There's finding space for the pelvis, there's finding space for the ribs, but there's maybe something that's needs to happen in the ribs in the right armpit, below the right armpit. That's it. And stay with the left side of the pelvis lifted. Stay with the pelvis rolled to the right, the left side lifted. And begin to find how you can lift the left foot. You can start with the toes, but eventually you want to also lift, really bend at the ankle, right? Not just lift the toes and leave the ball of the foot on the floor. And is it possible to lift the whole forefoot, in other words, the part of the foot from the ankle and forward, the weight is in the heel, and that the pelvis, your left side of your pelvis, does not roll further to the floor. Is that possible? Yeah. Go quickly, almost like a tapping upward. And does the right foot have to be working at the same time as the left foot is working? That's funny, huh? Right? So is this empathy or something? Right? Like the right. Wait, what are those right toes doing? Okay, have a rest. Have a rest. See if you can bring everything back to the floor. We'll come to this again. Probably didn't even realize that your right foot was also flexing away, the toes were dancing away. So you do these movements, some of which are clear, some of which are maybe unclear, become clear, and then you come back and you just lie on the floor and this is different, that's different. Is it different? I'm not sure if it's different. So it's not just that you come back to the floor, which is a good mirror, but you come back to not having to think about how to move. So you're just back to a sensing place, because the breath happens by itself. It's a movement that you don't have to make happen every time. And it's sensing what is and what might have changed. It's not trying to relax, right? Sometimes we can lie in bed at night and you're just lying there. There are no actions, but there kind of is. There's a push to relax or to untighten some muscles. But here, the movement does all that. The movement coordinates relaxation, if you will, so that you can just lie there and go like, hey, this is what's different, that's what's different. And this here still, I'd like that to be a little bit more different. But there's no pressure, no expectation that just by lying here you are trying to let this go or that go. Should you be able to, should you find something, should you find yourself holding your eyes and you can let it go, that's great. Should you find yourself, you know, like doing something with your tongue, like sucking it up into the roof of the mouth. Yeah, you can let that be, but it's the movement, it's the way you pay attention and go through the movement slowly that brings about the relaxation. And then when you lie, you just go, okay, what was accomplished? What would I still wish for? If you got everything that you wanted to, we got everything we wanted to, then there's always a bit more. So please bend your left leg, bring your right arm upward, the left hand down, the palm forward to the ceiling. And you can really, in order to bring and slide that left hand under the left heel, feel free to really move your whole upper part. Really slide yourself on the floor, right? Really slide the whole shoulders on the floor. And the head rolls to the left hip is lifted, right? The left hip is lifted, the head stays rolled to the left, head stays rolled to the left. The knee, if it's possible, stays to the ceiling, which means that you can lift and lower your pelvis a few times until you can compose all that. And the way that the knee, how do you feel a knee that's up in the air? Well, what you do feel is the pressure on the left foot. So if it rolls to the inside of the foot, then probably the knee is tilting. So if the pressure stays distributed over the middle of the foot, and really like the foot is flat, then that gives you the hint that, or the confirmation that the knee is more to the ceiling. And stay like that with the left side lifted, and a number of times again. Bend the ankle and see if the bending of the ankle, you can sense something traveling from that up through the hip joint into the pelvis. There you go. And maybe even, I don't know, roll your pelvis. Maybe that rolls your pelvis a bit more to the right, or maybe it pushes upward to the right armpit. You don't make it happen, but you're there to notice if it does. And you're there so that you don't stop it by thinking it's just the motion of the foot or ankle. That's it. And just breathing. Just breathing. Which side do you think it's easier for your breath to go in? The right side that's lengthened or the left side that's bent? You don't have to think about it, right? It's all taken care of internally. You can go quickly. Good. And then leave the foot on the floor and just lower and lift your pelvis several times and find if some part, what does it take to roll the pelvis downward? What softness in the chest? What malleability? Clay, when it gets soft, it gets malleable. You can really mold it. So softness is not just a property in itself, but it allows a forming, it allows a yielding and a molding. And lengthen your legs and rest. Roll your head side to side. Isn't it extraordinary how a softer chest and easier shoulders actually make an easier rolling of the head? We confuse the head with the neck. That is just the neck that allows the head to roll, but we need really the whole spine, we need the breastbone, we need the ribs, not to make anything big. There's nothing big is happening. It's just that softness, that slight shifting, the slight malleability. Lovely. So let's see if there's one more something that can speak to the chest. So let your head quieten somewhere to the middle. Bend your right knee so the right foot is on the floor. And again, with the left arm upward and the right hand to slide under the right heel, you can bend yourself to the right with the upper body as much as you'd like and really make it easy for the whole left. And just notice whether it's somehow not so far anymore, at least in thought, not in physical space. And lift and lower your right hip to see if this has become easier too, if you begin to sense what could be meant by the malleability, even of the upper chest, that area just under your collarbones, from the front of the shoulders from left to right, the back of the shoulders left to right. Good. And now put your left hand behind your head, like for lifting it, so the nose can be, well, you'll see, it can either be rolled to the right or pointing forward. And as you roll your pelvis to the left, you lift your head from the floor. And you lift it as if you want to lift it in the direction of the right knee. That's it. And then bring both down. That's it. Do that a number of times. Keep breathing. Do you exhale when you lift your head? Then stay with your head lifted, with the right side of your hip lifted, and then lift your foot from the floor. And in fact, every time you lift the foot, you see if you can lift the head a little bit more. And you put the foot down. You don't put the foot, don't put the head all the way down. You just, every time you lift the foot, you see if you can lift the head a bit more. That's it. And bring the everything back to the floor. Bend your knees. I'm sorry, bend your right knee. Put yourself in the same situation with the left hand arm long up and the right hand under the foot. And then just lift and lower your pelvis. Roll your head to the right. Notice whether just after lifting the head a few times, whether it's even still a little bit more malleable in the chest, or in the lightness of rolling the pelvis, or in the flexibility of the back anywhere. Okay. And let everything come back to the floor again. And of course, bend your left leg. Put the right arm by your head up. The left hand to go under the heel. And take your whole, lift your left side of your pelvis. And really, you can bend. Take the whole shoulder girdle over to the left. And first, a few times, just lift your the left side of your pelvis and lower it back down. Feel how this is. Maybe even without working on this side, your hand has slid further under your heel. How is that? How does the upper part of your chest, kind of from between the breasts upward, feel? In the front and in the back between the shoulder blades. Could that be a bit more? Could anything be easier there? So when you, next time your pelvis is back to the floor, put your right hand behind your head. And every time that you roll your pelvis to the right, lift your head as if to look at the left knee, the direction of the left knee. So as you roll your pelvis, easily, softly, because that's really quite complicated. Don't lift the toes yet. Don't lift the toes. Just lift the head, roll the pelvis, and bring the pelvis back to the ground and the head back to the ground. Bring the pelvis all the way back to the ground. That's it. So that every time you start, it's a fresh start. And next time that you have rolled your pelvis to the right, lifted your head, stay like that, and then lift the whole front of the foot and find out when you lift the front of the foot, can you lift your head a little bit more? As if the bending of the ankle does something to do with the ability of go slowly, easily, keep the mouth soft. That's good. Good. Bring your head back to the floor, the foot, the pelvis. Stay like this though. Bring the right arm upward. Bring the right arm upward and just roll your pelvis to the right. Lift the left side from the floor. Bring it back to the floor. And notice if something did get a little softer in the middle back or upper back. Good. And please stretch everything long on the floor. Does the waist area, the small of your back, feel different? Is there less space than before? Or more space in your mouth or throat? Or if the air comes in more freely through the nose or goes out more freely? And if there's some sideways movement in the chest as you breathe, or backward. Or the shoulders. Or buttocks or back of the pelvis. Back of the legs, the heels. And can you roll your head without disturbing, right? It's interesting. Roll the head without holding the chest, without disturbing the breathing. So the breathing is a good indicator, good reflection of whether you're tightening the chest in order to roll the head. Because the rolling of the head is not just the neck. But if somewhere for many, many years the rolling of the head or the movement of the head is just the neck, there would be a habit of holding the chest the minute the head moves. That makes it hard for balance once you stand up. The head is so heavy and it's at the top. So if any time you're standing and you move the head, which you will, you know, to look, to reach, to listen, and if the only way to move the head is to stiffen the chest, that really does throw balance off. Good. And then when your head comes to the middle, you can find what is most enjoyable about what you sense now. You can then slowly roll to one side. See how all of this arrives into the vertical. And when you stand, you may not be sure what you're feeling. You might not be sure whether what you're sensing is something that you like. You might feel heavy in a way that's pleasant or in a way that's not so pleasant. But the sensations will change. They'll change when you stand, possibly, or possibly when you walk. I don't know when they'll change, but they will change. Because you're not done an exercise. Your brain continues to work with the quality with which you paid attention to yourself. It continues to work with the new pathways of pushing, the new pathways of rolling. It's like having a conversation with somebody who's given you some advice. The advice doesn't end when the person stopped talking. The advice keeps working in you if you're open to it. It's good advice and you want it. So a lesson like that, it's advice that you put into action right away, but that you keep working with some part of your brain even when you're not consciously and actively. It's in you. And And sometime you might be doing something like chopping in the kitchen, and all of a sudden you remember something, but why am I stiffening the chest? It's not just in the exercise, it's in the life as well. So it's interesting not to try to make it happen, but to be open and to hear when it does happen.